The Epic of Egg Your Holy Defense.
Today we're going to discuss the consequences of retaking the port city of Four by Saddam 3 months before accepting the UN Security Council Resolution 598 in 1988. The two outstanding features of the fall of Four were the change in the balance of forces and the changes in psychological equations of the war. The emergence of this situation as a turning point strengthened the mentality that the time was ripe for ending the war. The retaking of Four by Saddam's army, with direct support from United States, changed the balance of the war in favor of Saddam's Ba'athist army. The new conditions emboldened the Ba'athist army to put the capture of Shalamcheh, east of Basra, on their agenda. 3 divisions of the Iraqi army, with scores of infantry and armored battalions, quickly managed to break the Iranian defensive lines in Shalamcheh. Prior to this, Iran's upper hand was always emphasized in the war. Iran's aggressive power, the high spirit of its forces in consecutive attacks on Iraq and liberating some parts of Iraq, and the vastness of Iran's soil were amongst the factors giving Iran the upper hand in the war. However, as soon as the Iraqi war machine changed its position from defensive to offensive, the course of the war altered in favor of the Ba'athist army, and the superiority of Iraq was considered by many pundits. The most important issue that was raised amongst new media and military analysts was ending the war. Meanwhile, the victories of the Ba'athist army were evaluated as a real chance for ending the war. The fall of Four caused the Islamic Republic of Iran to take certain measures. The first one was to increase diplomatic activity and seriously pursue certain changes in the articles of United Nations Security Council Resolution 598. The second measure was to invite the people to support the war fronts. The founder of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, in a message on the occasion of the formation of the Third Majlis, or the Third Parliament, said to the Iranian people, "Dear people of Iran, after finishing the election, like before, continue your material and spiritual backing for the battlefront and combatants and support the troops of light." Elsewhere in his message, Imam Khomeini said, "For the great nation, there is no victory higher than the determination, resolve and will to reach the right, which, thank God, he has granted the Iranian people." The next step by the Iraqi Ba'athist army was to capture the Majnun island after Iran's retreat from Shalamcheh. The assault on Majnun island was a climax of the Iraqi Ba'athist power. Iraq attacked the region in the best way, as it had made progress tactically. The criminal Iraqi army gassed the front lines and back lines in the Majnun island in a bid to take captives. The new situation was not pleasant for Iran. On the one hand, the fall and the captured region inside the Iraqi soil would deprive Iran of pressuring the United Nations. And on the other hand, it couldn't continue the war against the attacks of the Iraqi army. As a result, the Supreme Council of War issued a new statement whereby it explained the war conditions and announced new decisions for containment of economic problems and recruitment of new forces. The great Satan, the United States, in a bid to impose its demands on Iran, shot down an Iranian passenger plane in the Persian Gulf and martyred all of the 290 passengers and crew on board the plane. The passenger plane was flying from Bandar Abbas in southern Iran to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. This criminal act had broad consequences and was a terrible human tragedy. The United States was aware of its move. Thus, in the first reaction to the negative repercussions in world public opinion, the United States claimed the plane was a military plane which intended to attack the American warship. Washington also claimed that the Iranian passenger plane had not paid attention to the warnings of the American warship. Hence, it was targeted and shot down by a missile. But after being disclosed that there was no other plane in the air except the Iranian Airbus at that moment, the Americans claimed that their move was totally defensive. In view of this, the chief of staff of the American Army said the United States warship, Vincennes, USS Vincennes, had defended itself. American politicians wanted to prevent a strong wave of world public opinion against them on the one hand, and intended to make the Iranian side on the other hand that Washington would not resort to every criminal measure to take the initiative in the war. Therefore, America's criminal president at the time, Ronald Reagan, described the measure as a decent one and even awarded the commander of USS Vincennes' warship before the cameras. Yet the United Nations, as usual, didn't show a proper reaction to this criminal United States act, an anti-human act by the Ronald Reagan regime. Moreover, it appeared that Iran had changed its foreign policy and didn't intend to take any retaliatory action against the US. Iran called for the immediate holding of a UN Security Council session, and Iranian diplomats at the United Nations in New York announced the UN Security Council should very soon examine the massacre that will be followed by other terrorist measures. Iranian officials and diplomats, preventing to take any retaliatory measure against the United States' criminal act, intended to pave the ground for ending the war through recognition of the aggressor and initiator of the war.